Thank you and good afternoon. Well, when tragedy strikes, it's never easy or pleasant to deal with. But one thing I've learned from growing up and working in the WSMI listening area is that we can count on our friends, we can count on our neighbors, and we can count on complete strangers to support us in our time of need. Today, I have the pleasure of sharing a story with you about people that I'm proud to call my friends. As we're all aware, it's harvest season, and it's one of the busiest times of the year for farmers. Doug Piesold farms with his family near Washville in Montgomery County and was faced with some devastating news last week. His son, Layton, was diagnosed with leukemia. This week, farmers banded together to help Doug's family with harvest, and it was a pretty cool operation. I had a chance to ride in the tractor with Doug Thursday afternoon, and we talked about Harvest 17 and the events that have taken place over the past couple weeks.
I'm Doug Piesold, and we farm south of Litchfield, the Walshville area, and raise corn and soybeans. A few cow-calf operation, but yeah, mostly corn and soybeans.
And you've got a pretty big family. It's a big family operation.
Yes, our mom and dad had 9 of us kids, and 2 of us went on to farm.
Sounds great. Talk to us about how harvest has gone so far this year. I know for a lot of guys, pleasantly surprised with how the corn and beans did, because we had a really dry spell in the summer, and things have actually turned out pretty well for most guys. So your comments about Harvest 17.
Yields are a lot better than we had expected, especially on the replant corn. It was unbelievably high yields on all of it. And soybeans had a great year again, too. So, yeah, very good yields.
Great to hear. Always good to get a good report like that when yields are good and things are looking good coming out of the field. Doug, so not only am I here to get a harvest update, also to talk a little bit more about your family. Kind of a hard thing to talk about, but you recently found out something about one of your children, and we've got some people out here helping us today.
Yeah, my 18-year-old son, Layton, was diagnosed with leukemia a week ago yesterday. He's in St. John's getting chemo treatment now. So.
Well, we sure are thinking of you guys, and I know you probably like to say something to these guys out here in the field. There's been a lot of local farmers, and your friends have come out to help you with harvest, and it's a pretty cool thing. I've seen a lot of pictures, and just something pretty awesome that they've come out to help you do.
Yeah, yesterday, Steve Hine, Rob Meyer, John Runquist. I know I'm not going to catch all the names. I hate to leave anybody out, but yeah, a bunch of friends and neighbors, great friends, came and started helping. 9 semis. I think we had 5 grain carts running. Me and my brother Kenny was both running combines and knocked out 160 some acres of corn yesterday, and hitting it pretty hard again today. So, yeah.
That's so great to hear. You guys had such a successful day. Everybody coming out to help. About how much more do you have left to go?
A little under 100 acres of corn and 70 acres of beans. Yeah, we're getting there.
It goes without saying what it probably means to you, but how do you feel having all of these local neighbors and friends and farmers coming out to help? What does that mean to you, Doug?
It means a lot. I know everybody's wanting to help. A lot of them are not done themselves and coming to help me so I can be up at the hospital with Layton and Jenny, and you know, I was thrilled, you know, beyond deep comprehension, you know, that everybody come out and helped the way they did. So yeah, it was great.
Doug Piesold of Washville, and I also had a chance to take a ride in a semi with one of the farmers who was helping out. Steve Hine of South Litchfield said he's known the Piesold family his whole life, and helping your friends and neighbors is just what you do.
Well, I heard that Doug's boy had leukemia and at the elevator, and I told Doug's brother Wayne that I plan to help tomorrow, and I'll see if I can get some farmers together that's got some time and come down there and help them get their crops out. So Doug could have more time to be with his son while he's in the hospital.
Well, it's a pretty great thing, and I think anyone listening to this is going to say the same thing. And where we're from, and you've said it to me today, it's just what you do.
Right.
Talk to us about that, Steve.
Well, we try to help each other out because we're neighbors, and there's just times that one person can't, when they got struggles, you got to just kind of help them when you can. I mean, if there's a death in the family, or let's say someone gets hurt, you got to pull together and help each other out.
So today, I guess your task right at the moment, we're riding in a semi. As I said, you hauled a load of grain, but we've also got tractors and wagons out in the field. There's a couple combines running too. Tell us about operations going on.
Right now, there's a group of them that ran the semis. There's auger carts. Durbins are helping. John Rundquist is helping. Paul Ernst and his helper helped yesterday. There's just been, I can't name them all. There's a few of them I don't know. But yeah, it's all of us together.
Anything that you would like to say to the Piesold family while you have the chance?
Well, I just hope everybody gives Doug's boy their prayers, and hopefully he has a good recovery from it.
Steve Hine of South Litchfield, one of many farmers who helped out the Piesold family this week. For updates on Layton's journey, you can search for and follow Piesold Strong on Facebook. And if you have a moment, send up a prayer for Layton and his family. And that's all we have time for today on your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.